All right, my lady girls, welcome to the ladies' room.
My lady girls. For the youngster in the room.
Welcome to the ladies' room.
Yeah.
All right. So Chantel came running into me. I think this was like, yesterday. No, it was last week.
It was last week. End of last week. It was a small crisis.
I'm cutting my hair. That's all I got out of her. That's it. I'm cutting my hair. I'm cutting it all off.
Yep.
Wow.
Shaving, cutting.
Yep. I did. I was like, pixie, shave it all off, mohawk it. What do I do?
Oh, so your hair is super short anyway. Where are you going to go from there? Are you going to like go the G.I. Jane route and get rid of all of it?
I thought about it.
I do want it, but then I want to say, to continue that, is that the next day you came in and your hair had these really beautiful ringlets. And you're like, thank God I didn't cut my hair because today I'm having a good hair day.
Yep.
And you had like a week of good hair. So yeah.
It goes back and forth, good hair. Also, what I didn't tell you.
Aha, uh-huh.
Is that I tried to cut my own bangs.
Oh, no, I do that.
No, you didn't.
And it went way off to the side, and I kept trying to overcorrect it. I can't straighten it anymore because then it looks ridiculous. So, and it's not like my hair's like, it's not curly. Like Amanda has super curly hair. I have like beachy waves, like 70s Farrah Fawcett on the skateboard.
I want your hair. Like,
see, and I don't.
Do you have that nice wavy?
Oh, I just want
big curl. No, I don't.
It's very funny because we all have different hair. You have super cute pipe curl hair. Mm. You have super cute beach wave hair, and I have straight hair.
Right,
like just straight, it will do nothing.
Which is what my hair used to do, and I don't know if it's a going through the change thing where my hair decided that it was going to be wavy and beachy and cute, but I did. I was like ready to like cut it off. You know, it doesn't look healthy. Should I get layers? Should I get a pixie? Should I go back to being a brunette? Like, I had all these thoughts running through my head because you have a crappy hair day and you're like, that's it. You know, and I know that for the most part, women want to cut all their hair off when they're going through some emotional stuff, which yes, I am, but it's not like breakup stuff. Like, oh, you know, you're going to, and so, you know, cut that man right out of your hair.
So it's interesting. It's interesting that you bring this up because I was reading about that. First of all, I want to go back to the bangs that you cut. Were they just wispy bangs or like the whole front of your hair?
So like a diving board straight out?
Because
like,
no. I don't see the difference.
So it's wavy and curly today, so you can't see it.
Oh.
But when I've cut my bangs a million times, and you literally, while it's dry, never cut your bangs when your hair's wet. You know, pull them together, you twist them, and then you just cut at the bottom of the twist, and then you've got bangs, and then that was fine, but they weren't short enough. So I tried to like eyeball it and make them short enough, and then it was like, you know, the right hand side went a little too far, and then the left, I was like,
yeah,
I'm, and you know, just
like
at that, at that point,
lashes,
I'm cutting it all off.
Oh my god, hairstylists everywhere are going, no.
I know.
It's interesting because when you cut your hair, like you said, it's not a traumatic losing a boyfriend kind of thing or husband or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. That's like why a lot of people.
Although that is happening.
But it does have to do with control. So if you're feeling like, so I did read that if you feel like your life is a lot out of control for whatever reason, that one of the things that we can control is the way we look at what our hair looks like. So cutting our hair kind of gives us a sense of control again.
Oh, that's probably why.
What about somebody like me that's going, I've gone through all kinds of stressful things in the past few months where I'm like, oh, I can't. I've just been putting my hair up in a bun and going, the heck with it. I'm over this. I've stopped. Do you see the amount of makeup I'm wearing? Not a stitch. Because I've let myself go. Like, I'm to a point of like, I don't care what's going on with this face. Yeah. Is that kind of the same realm of I can control this and I don't care?
If you wanted to control it, you would. If you don't care, then you don't care. Like, I just, and I think that's a great point. I can control, you know, my outer appearance.
Yeah.
Right.
I you know, if I want to.
I think I've regressed with the whole controlling how you look thing in a different way. I wouldn't say like I've dolled myself up and gone a completely different direction, but there have been mornings I've woken up and I was like, you know what? I don't have the time for this. I just, I don't feel like it. And I can feel perfectly fine and self-confident without putting everything on.
I feel
I've gone
like
the other direction.
You have so many things going on at home. Like, you're a new mom, right? So there's so many things you're controlling at home. So like, literally, I don't want to control anything else, right? Hair's going up.
Yep. Yeah.
And makeup, no, it's not happening.
With doing your hair, you say, when you go through, okay, I need to do a change. I do my hair out of like necessity. I probably get my hair cut as much as you would go to the dentist, just a couple times a year. It's to a point where some days, if I get it cut super duper short, right, I style it like that for a while. It starts to grow out and yeah, I kind of straighten it a little bit less.
Right.
Maybe I start putting it up in a barrette or something like that. It's to a point where I resort to putting it up all the way, like in a hair clip.
Right.
Hi, we got that going on today. Or I start wearing hats.
All the time.
I'm not going the hat route.
No.
I'm not going the hat
route. You did the hat route last year. You were all about the hats.
It was super cute, though.
I wore beanies, which I love a good beanie, but okay, now I can't do a beanie unless I straighten my hair. Because you can't, like, the way my beachy waves are, if I was to put a beanie on, it would look like I had, like straggly hair at the bottom. Like, if you cover half my hair and just, like, a little bit of the beach wave shows, it's like, what has she got going on under there?
I have to be really careful how I wear hats, too. I have to have the hair showing in the front.
Yes.
Otherwise, I look like I don't have any hair.
Yeah, I have to style my hair around a beanie.
Yes.
So why don't you just style your hair and go out without a beanie? So,
me too.
And I've got beanies in a million colors now. My hair's not long enough to put in a bun.
Right.
So I can't do that. Like, it's not long, and because it's so short in the back that if I was to try to put it up on top, you've got all the stragglies in the back. Like,
so
it just isn't doing anything, and it pissed me off.
Right.
I was like, I'm going to cut it all off.
So are you happy now that you didn't cut it? How are you feeling today? Like, how did the L?
I go back and forth, but yes, I'm happy I didn't, like, you know, run to my hairstylist and go, just cut it off.
Yeah,
you know,
so
because then you're like, okay.
So well, that's interesting. Right. Like, when you're feeling like you want to just cut it all off, right? When we're just like, get it done, kind of breathe through it a couple of days before you actually do that, maybe.
But I have done that. I had a mohawk.
You did. I remember
the mohawk.
Yeah,
yes.
Or a faux hawk. I had a mohawk. I had a faux hawk, and that was fun for a while. Yeah. And then my son kept telling me I looked like Johnny Bravo. So I was like, well, I can't do that again.
Oh, come on. And I kind of went through
that.
A few months ago. Didn't I show you, Chantel, a picture? I think I came to you on my phone. And I said, do you think I could pull this off? And it was not a buzz cut, but it was super short. Mm-hmm. It was so short, with my hair being super curly, I could get up in the morning, shake my head and go, yep, looks good. Because I wish I could do that. Because if I get up in the morning, just shake my head and go, okay, it's done. I get the Bozo the Clown thing going on. So I think hair maintenance for me is just so involved. And I so wish I had your guys' hair. I really do.
It's interesting. Yeah, with the tight curls, you don't, you think you just can let it fall and it falls nice and curly, but you probably have to put product in it or something, right?
Yes. Yep. And I'm just taking, you can't see it, but I'm taking my hair down right now because I have like a massive headache from putting my hair up. Well, it's wet.
Yeah. It's really long.
Yeah. It's super long.
That's really long for you.
For me, it's shoulder length, which is super long for me. I'm usually a short hair kind of girl. I'll take a flat iron to it. I know hairstylists everywhere going, you're going to damage your hair, probably. But this is long for me. And when it gets this long, I get to a point where I just wash my hair, loose comb it, put some mousse or whatever in it, and then I just go about my day. And if it gets to be a nightmare, I just put it up in a clip, which that's the international sign for Amanda needs to get her hair cut, is the clip.
the clip or the bun. I don't know. I feel like women always want another woman's hair.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, I'll come in and be like, oh, I wish my hair was straight like Mary and was long like Mary's, or I wish it was like curlier.
Right.
Like, you know, I feel like my hair is in between the two of you right now.
Yeah. Well, we have all the different styles.
What's
all three of us have all the different styles. But what's cool is we can control that too a little bit, right? It takes a little work. Like, if I want curls or beach waves, I got to spend a little time with some product and curl it.
Yep.
And then not touch it. If you want to straighten, both of you actually can straighten your hair if you want. So,
I
mean, it's kind of cool that, you know, now there's so many things that we can do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so many things.
I love doing it. And there are days where I get up and I'm like, oh, I want to just do big, curly, crazy hair today. But also, I have the kind of hair, if I sleep on this, it's not going to look beachy wavy, you know, at 7 a.m. the next day. It's going to look matted and like that's, it's work every day. You've got to work. And when you cut it all off, where's the maintenance? That's the thing. You do a faux hawk, you do a pixie. It's like a little bit of product and you're out the door.
True. But that's the only style. But that's the
right,
only
that's
style
the only
you can
style.
Have. That's the problem with getting cut. Short hair in a certain style, that's the only style you can have.
And trying to grow it out is like, oh my God.
Oh, this? Yeah. forever.
Growing out a pixie, growing out an asymmetrical bob like...
Yeah, remember I had that too for a while, like up here?
Yeah.
The only thing I did keep is the shave.
That's like signature Mary.
My little Pikachu shave.
This is, I'm glad I didn't do it, and I'm glad that Mary has a couch in her office, and that's usually where I end up if I'm having a crisis.
Exactly.
I've talked about it on the radio before. I'm like, if you don't have a Mary Sensi, like, I'm sorry for you, but like.
All right, listen. Now, while we wrap up our hair conversation, I'm gonna have some fun with you guys with a couple of trivia questions. I thought this would be kind of fun about hair. No, not about hair.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like, totally off the rails, just because it's the ladies' room. We just talk about whatever.
If it's about hair, look at this mess. I got nothing.
I think both your hair is beautiful. Both your hairs, your hair on both your heads. Head,
yes. Yeah.
You both have beautiful
heads. The two
heads
hairs
hair.
You have are really nice.
Charlie Brown.
Thanks.
All right. I don't know. I just found these online. I thought we would have some fun with these.
No.
Okay. Which of the following celebrities does not have a graduate degree? James Franco, Oprah Winfrey, David Duchovny, Sigourney Weaver.
Oprah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, she graduated Tennessee State University with a BA in speech.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. I'm not a graduate degree. That's awesome. Oh. All right. Here we go. Which celebrity had to issue an apology after her cell phone was hacked and all of her celebrity friends' phone numbers were posted on the internet? Paris Hilton, Anna Kournikova, Christina Aguilera, or Britney Spears?
I want to say Britney Spears.
I'm going to say not a lot of people call Britney anymore. I'm going to go with Christina Aguilera.
Paris Hilton.
Oh. Really?
2005.
Imagine her phone.
All of the phones.
I should have said that. Yeah.
And you guys will all get this before I even read through the names. What Hollywood starlet was arrested for shoplifting from the Saks to Fifth Avenue,
Winona Ryder.
Beverly Hills?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
She was a klepto for a long time.
Boom. And
that
look,
shocked me.
Lost her career, but she's back.
Talk about a comeback.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
With Stranger Things and, please.
Yeah, she recovered. She's
got, to a point.
Great hair.
Yes.
Great hair. Yeah. Speaking of, she does have the best
hair. Her and Brooke Shields.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, look at their hair like...
Oh, yeah. They broke him.
I wish I could rock my hair with the curls. Like, what is her name from Will and Grace?
Oh, Deborah Messing.
Deborah Messing.
Love if her. I could have her, if I could make my hair do what her hair does, because her and I have similar.
I got somebody for you, too. I got somebody. I got peoples.